And today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Bevel. You know, ladies love a well-groomed guy. I promise you we do. So even if you're letting that beard grow in for the fall, make sure you keep it clean by getting a Bevel. The Bevel shaving system is dermatologist approved to reduce and prevent razor bumps. Go to getbevel.com today and you can use the promo code LIP to get 20% off the first month of your Bevel subscription. It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service. Now, just so we know ahead of time, Stephanie Santiago is not here. She's like in another country somewhere. So,
but I'm here.
Gigi's here.
Gigi McGuire.
And I'm here, Valerie Laura.
Hey, Val. And we got a special guest, and I mean very special. We have Simone Missick here.
Hey.
And she's actually on a new show that's going to be on Netflix starting September 30th. You know, we binge watch on Netflix all the time.
Yes.
Luke Cage. And you are playing Misty Knight.
Yes. First black female superhero in the history of Marvel TV.
Very awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
Congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Very awesome.
That's a big title to hold.
Huh? You know, it all fits on one line. First black female superhero in the history of all Marvel television.
Holy moly. No.
Kicking those doors down. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we always start with the tip of the day. Today's tip is, how much do you divulge on a first date? How much about yourself do you tell? When you're first going out with somebody, you want them to know, okay, I'm looking for a serious relationship. I want to one day get married. Or do you just kind of hold all that back?
You know, I think it depends on how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I was younger, it was very much just you tell the basics.
Right.
Where are you from? What you like, what you don't like. And then you move through date 3, 4, 5 and you say, okay, well, this is what I'm looking for in a relationship. But I met my husband when I was 28.
Mm-hmm.
And on our first date, we literally talked about kids and marriage.
Dang.
And family and history. We talked about everything.
That still seems young though, 28.
It is, but he old. He was older than me.
So he brought it up.
He brought it up.
Wow.
And on that date, he
said
like,
I dated people. I know personalities.
Yeah.
You're the one. Let's get right to it.
And we got engaged 9 months later and got married on our 2-year anniversary.
So how did y'all meet each other? Did somebody
an audition.
Oh, so he acts awesome. He's an actor.
He's an actor. And he was helping a friend out. They were producing a project and he was in the room when I was auditioning. And I thought, oh, he's cute. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me do my audition. And he thought, oh, she's cute, but let me just do my job. And his friend ended up inviting me to a party, which at the time I was like, that's completely unprofessional unless I didn't get the job. And then I will go because I want to meet that cute
yeah.
guy. Didn't get the job, showed up at the party. He was there. He was DJing that night. And the next day was Valentine's Day. He invited me over, cooked me dinner.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wait, hold on. A first date on Valentine's Day?
Yep.
That's a lot of pressure.
I've had a first date on Valentine's Day and it didn't go too well.
What happened?
I flew all the way out to like Dayton, Ohio to
this
see
better
him.
Not be this Applebee's date.
And yeah. He took me to Applebee's.
Sure, girl, you know that was all they had in Dayton.
Wait, but he paid your flight but took you to Applebee's? Applebee's.
He said it was his favorite. He's like, I'm going to take you to my favorite restaurant.
He was like, oh,
it was Applebee's.
Oh, no. He was country.
Yeah, so that was bad.
What
that
did he bad. Eat? I'm curious.
Chicken fried steak?
I don't even remember.
They got the chicken fried steak.
Probably. What did you
gravy?
Eat is the better question.
I don't know. Probably a steak, but I just remember
I'd
that
like,
I was.
I'm going to eat after you finish. After
I just
your
remember that
restaurant.
I was not impressed, and I just knew at that point that I did not want to see him again.
Yeah.
So. See what the first impression on a first date really means so much, you know. But I think it's like usually guys aren't the ones that'll be like, oh, you know, I want to have kids,
yeah.
I want to da 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 da. It didn't intimidate you in any way?
No, not at all. The thing about everybody is that they're always the wrong person until it's the right person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will always run through relationship after relationship and they could be good people, just not good people for you. So I think God and everything aligned for me to hear what he had to say at that moment and me to hear what he had to say. And if we had met each other
a year, a month
right. before or after, it might have been
not
different.
Have been the right time.
Now, keep it real, Simone. Was he a good DJ?
Yes. At the time,
DJs
I think he was cute, so whatever he did
no,
was...
No. This is the thing.
Ain't nothing worse than you date a DJ and he's terrible.
I know. At the time, when we first started dating, he had always been DJing, but he had never really been DJing out.
Mm.
So when he moved to LA, he was like, all right, I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to start DJing out. His music selection was always wonderful. His blend.
He had
a little shaky.
His knowledge of the equipment.
Do you so DJ? Because you know what a good
I'm a DJ widow. So I'm always the wife at the club sitting there with my own drink by myself, not dancing with anybody.
Hey, that's me.
That is.
Yes. DJ wife.
Her man is a DJ also.
See? Yeah. So, you know, in the beginning it was rough, but he's such a better DJ now. And he's my favorite DJ, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what about him being in the club and stuff like that? Is it weird? Like, because girls love the DJ.
They do. But, you know, I think you could have a man who work at the gas station.
Like, girls love gas.
Girl, right? Get a, what can you hear with a gas car? Listen.
Premium.
Right. So you just gotta, you just have to trust your guy, you know? And at the end of the day, there's nothing that I can do that will stop him from doing anything that he, you know, might want to do, might be interested in doing. That's between him and God.
Right.
If he decides to fuck up on that covenant.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because as a detective,
snooping.
How much detective work do you do when you're with somebody?
You know,
I know you done did a little bit of investigative.
I have done some investigating, and it's never good.
It's never good.
It's never good.
You seek out to find, and you get what you're looking for.
And you get what you're looking for.
In modern day, though, I feel like sometimes you trip on the information you didn't even want, right? Like some location tracker on the GPS.
Or you know,
grab their phone and be like,
who is that?
Why were you here?
Uh-huh. Why were you searching on Instagram? Uh-huh. Why is this person in your searches?
Why did you like this picture? Why is this person in your searches?
Like, why did this person like your picture and say, hey, boo?
Why did they put a kissy face?
Yep.
All them O's and boo.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you this. If you could put a nanny cam right in there and your man had no idea that there was a nanny cam watching what he did, and you could just log on your phone and look at the camera and see what was going on, and he had no idea, would you do it?
No. Nope. Sure wouldn't. You don't even want it.
Do you think he would do it to you?
Like, hell no. No. No, I don't. I don't think he would, but I definitely wouldn't want it, because it's not to say that ignorance is bliss, because it's not, but like you said, whatever you look for, you can find. Mm-hmm. And you could find a way to drive yourself
crazy
or
over
stuff
that's
not... Or you
can call it to your life.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe it wasn't even going to happen and your thoughts created it. And now,
or you could
boom.
Obsess over something that's nothing.
Nosy. Mm-hmm. So I would probably want to, but I wouldn't, just because I know that I would probably end up finding out something.
But you would probably have it set up and then every now and then be like, he ain't answered the phone. Let me log on. And
but then you would be like,
if he had a chance to put a spy cam on me, he would.
He might have.
Oh, really?
Right.
It I might know 100%.
There might be one there.
He would. And mm-hmm. Yeah, he would.
And you're
I would
like,
never.
You ain't gonna see me doing nothing but twisting
I would
my curls.
Never. Yeah, right. Like I would.
Or doing
never.
Things that you don't want anybody to know that you do when you're at home alone.
Sitting in your underwear, picking your nose.
And those period panties.
Oh, yes.
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Audible.com. Now, we all know that there's nothing like curling up with a good book, but let's keep it real. You know, we got things to do. So how can you make sure that you fit the time to catch up on your favorite books? Well, of course, you can use Audible.com. Get audiobooks and listen to those books that you've been meaning to catch up on while you're on the go. So even if you're on the treadmill at the gym, while you're in the car driving, on your daily commute, when you're cooking dinner, maybe you want to be laid up with your boo listening to a book together. That's sexy. Audible.com has audiobooks from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. The app is free, which I like, and it works on all Apple and Android devices. And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own the book, so you can access that book anytime and anywhere right from your smartphone. And with the great listen guarantee, if you decide you just don't like the book you chose, A, you ain't got to worry about it. You can exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title anytime. Nobody going to ask you no questions. And just for our listeners, Audible.com is offering a free 30-day trial membership. You can go to audible.com/Angela today to start your free trial. Again, make sure you show your support for Lip Service and get a free 30-day trial at audible.com/Angela.
All right, now what about a background check? How important is it, like, for women in general, mm-hmm. to do a little background check? Like, let me go ahead and look on his social media. Let me Google him.
I think
go
that's back absolutely how many pages. Necessary.
Right. See the last time he publicly posted
I think that's really 47 necessary.
47 weeks ago or uh-huh. 6 weeks ago. See, like, it's all this new ways of,
to
like,
stalk people.
Yes.
Should he delete old pictures of his old bae?
Hell no.
Keep them on there?
Yeah. That was his life. Mm-hmm. And that, to me... That's why I married my husband. I mm-hmm. couldn't marry anybody else's husband. You know what I mean? Because when we first started dating, I was a person who was very secretive. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want you to know who I used to date. We don't need to discuss it. My past is my past. Your past is your past. We can keep them separate. And he was like, no, I need to know everybody that you used to date. You need to know everybody that I used to date, because if we run into them.
Date or slept with.
I don't want both. I don't want anybody to come at you and be like, oh, hi. And you not know. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anybody to come at me the opposite way. And my face was like that for 6 months. For a year. For 2 years.
I it want
was
you to like not know. That. And maybe like, hey, how
so you,
you
didn't tell him for 2 years?
No. It was just uncomfortable.
Right.
It was uncomfortable. Because I was never like that. Right. I would date guys and see them out when I was with another guy and pretend like I didn't even know that guy. Mm. Just be like,
and then he'll
like
text you and be like, not now.
Yeah, I don't know you, sorry.
Never seen you, never known right? you, nothing about you.
So to have to like remember people, and I would go, I don't think we slept together. I'm pretty sure we didn't.
How far along when y'all were dating did you have to give all that up? Was it before you got married or was
before
it?
Before I got married,
but was
yeah.
it way before that or
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, it was when we started dating because he's an actor. So, and I'm an actress, so we would potentially be around the same people. Mm-hmm. And now in hindsight, it was the best thing to do because we will run into people.
Right.
And they'll go, oh my God, I've heard so much about you. And I go, I have too. You know, and there's no like.
Girl, I already know, so don't try to get cute.
Right. There's no weirdness about it. And the same thing with dudes. You know, guys, they do pissing contests.
Yeah, so absolutely.
If a guy will try to be like, oh, first of all, my husband ain't going for none of it, but they don't even try it because he's already aware. Like, oh yeah, good to meet
yeah,
you.
She said you wasn't that good. Just so you know, you need to work on your stroke.
And those situations do come up too. He's like, oh, that's a new one.
That's whack, right? When people try to come at you. Gigi, you don't mind telling your man.
Well, I felt in the beginning I had to tell him about a few people because I felt like he might have known these people because mm-hmm. of the industry that he's in.
Yeah.
And I did have an incident where an ex came up to me and kissed me in my mouth in front of him. Not knowing.
Let me tell you something. That was a bad day for everyone.
Yeah. Not knowing that we were.
That happened to you too?
Not knowing that we were in a relationship. Story. Yeah. We were at a concert. He's a rapper, mm-hmm. and my guy is an executive in the music industry mm-hmm. at a huge label. And he, we were on the side of the stage watching the show, and my ex is on stage rapping, and I got my little sister with me. It's me and my sister, and we just hanging out. And then there was a point where he kind of like threw his hands up at me, like, "Hey," you know, and I kind of like ignored it. And my sister saw, like, "You see that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, shh, you know."
Right now.
And then he like ran over. You would think he was about to go off the stage. He ran straight up to me and grabbed my face and just kissed me. And I was just like, same look. I just stood there like,
I'd have been
and he was upset about it, but I just feel like. He didn't know, you know, and the last time we saw each other, it was appropriate for him to run up on me and kiss me. Oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. You know, we hadn't seen each other in 2 years.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's because I've been with him for 2 years.
Right.
And I never told him that I was in a relationship. I just, you know,
didn't see him
just,
talking to
I'd have told Bae, like, dang, that's part of his show.
Kissing just a random girl. He must have me confused with somebody else.
You don't just lie to the end.
Like, oh my God.
But good thing he already knew that there was history between us. Now, even though he still got upset about it, he wasn't taken as much off guard.
Right.
He was aware that there now was a the gift and the curse is it always gets thrown up in my face.
Yeah.
Whenever we're somewhere and that said rapper is performing at that event,
it's like, then I kiss you in the face.
It's like, you know,
they're going to
point you and kiss you.
So, you know.
And but I do feel like you should make an agreement. If I tell you what I've done, don't throw it in my face.
And that, honestly, that was like the struggle with us because it was like, well, you asked for it.
Right.
So why are you? And he's like, I don't care. I'm not upset. I'm like, but you still keep throwing shade.
He'd be like, change the channel. We're not watching this show.
Right.
So wait, you said it happened to you too?
Lord, we were at a DJ. Rich Medina is an Afrobeat DJ out here. And he was DJing in LA and we were at a party that he did. And we're getting ready to leave. And my husband's ex-girlfriend, who was the woman that he dated right before he and I started dating, comes up. And he's like, hey. And it was like in slow motion. And she kisses him in the mouth. And when I tell you, everything in me was like, I'm going to kill this motherfucker right now. Like, I'm still hot about it right now. And
you want to kill him?
I wanted to kill him. Obviously she thought it was okay.
Right, right.
No, she knew we were together.
Oh.
But that was her way of greeting
him.
Oh,
hell no. Oh. She deserves to get killed too.
That was her, yes.
If you would have had your bionic arm.
Listen. Listen. So he and I had to discuss that. And he was like, and because I know him, he was like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I got caught. And I was like, move. So now it's amazing how many women try to mouth kiss men in the industry, like casting directors, just random women always try to kiss him in the mouth. And he goes, oh, he always has, I don't know.
He does a little dip to the side.
He has to do a little dip now because he learned. But yeah.
Damn, I don't know what I would do. What would Val, that never happened to you?
No. Oh, I have a crazy story. And this is the beginning of the relationship. Some girl must have been really drunk and tried to like right in the DJ booth, like, and I'm like stepping because I came back to bring him a drink from like the table.
Yes, the
and
DJ
she was
wife.
Kneeling in the DJ booth, and I think he didn't even know she was, and she was like super drunk. And I'm like, whoa,
was he about to get a blowjob?
I don't know. It sounded like if I would have came with the drink 10 minutes later,
right?
Like, whatever. And That's like the craziest thing that I've ever.
And he just didn't notice her kneeling.
She was like not there yet, but she was crawling.
She was trying to make her way.
I don't know if it was that, or maybe she dropped something and it happened to be right under the thing in front of
us. There. Heffa.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good.
Jersey girls.
That's just us. You said Jersey girls. All right, now this won't pertain to your husband, but have you ever dated somebody who you hate the music that they listen to, or that they hate the music that you listen to? Like, turn off that Beyonce.
No. Oh, no.
Like, imagine dating somebody who likes country
music. Country music, right?
Or somebody who only listens to, like, I don't know what you listen to all the time, but just something you don't listen to.
I think that relationship wouldn't fly. I've never experienced it. I guess I have a type of just people who like good music. But if I did, I couldn't. I couldn't do that.
What about you, Gigi?
I'm sorry.
Have you ever dated somebody who does not like
the music? I was having my Hennessy, sorry.
Your cock.
I know, you're a little Hennessy. Have you ever dated somebody who doesn't like the music you listen to? And y'all just don't jive on that?
No. But I don't think that I could really take somebody serious if we didn't enjoy the same music, because I love music that much.
Mm. But maybe you guys could open yourselves up to another genre. Yeah.
Well, that's true too, but
like heavy metal going on, you're like, that's too crazy.
Yeah, no, that's too much. Yeah, that's too much.
I will say this, like on set, Mike Coulter, the lead who plays Luke Cage, has a very eclectic music
taste.
What
does he listen to?
Anything and everything that I did not want to listen to at the time. So he'd be putting music on in the makeup trailer, and I'm like, turn it off.
Like, I hate when I take a road trip with somebody and they in charge of the radio.
Oh man.
That is the worst. And they be playing shit. You like, come on, man. We all here. This is not fair. We want to hear this. All right, now, how much do you expect your man to protect you? Like, say you're out and somebody's rude to you, or somebody bumps into you, somebody grabs your ass.
Do the Kevin Hart, like, oh, girl. You know his girl. Well, they can have good security at this point.
Right.
What is he supposed to do? If you're out with your man, somebody is rude to you, bumps into you?
I think that given the situation, he should definitely, you know, have my back and stand up for me without making it a bigger situation. You know, still be a gentleman about it, but show me that you care.
Right.
You know, because I might, if he don't say something or do something, I might say something, do something, then we look crazy. Because why should I be taking up for myself if my man is standing right there?
You know, I don't like when girls get their men into situations.
Yeah.
Like if you're out and something little happens and they'd be like, you see what he did?
Yeah, I wouldn't do. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
And that could get dangerous real quick.
Very.
In these streets. Yeah.
How protective, though, is he of you?
Very. And the way I was just raised, I was raised up to always speak up for myself, stand up for myself. So my first mind is always to say something for myself. And I think if it's a situation where the person does not apologize or they become disrespectful, then I expect for my husband to step in. But he's the type of person who, once he steps in, the situation just goes from 0 to 100.
Right.
So I try to keep him as calm as possible. Perfect example, we were in like a street festival. We had our dog with us. And somebody walked by, kicked the dog on purpose.
What? Who like would a grown do that? Up
somebody?
Okay, that's uh-huh. crazy.
I would have kicked their ass right back. Oh
now my we're God. In my dog. We're in another country, oh. and I mean, but we're he's his family's from the Bahamas, it's so we were in dog. The Bahamas. He's like 12 pounds, a little guy.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, this mother, and the guy was like, excuse me, and. My husband's with his best friend and they are both like fire and fire. Like, so he said, wait, what happened? And they were both like, who did it? They wanted to go chase the person down. I was like, I don't know. I didn't see. And his mom, like the whole family is together. His mom is there. Oh, so she's like, Simone, don't
get his nose. Like,
so I was just like, locked I don't up know who country. Kicked the dog. Right. You're in another country. You don't want to go to jail. So I was like, I don't know who kicked the dog. It must have been, I don't know. I missed him. They went that way. Because he's crazy.
Now, if you could have a superpower in the bedroom, what would your superpower be? I must have superpowers.
I think I would want to be able to read his mind.
Oh, that's a dangerous
superpower. Though.
During sex.
What if you're thinking about somebody else?
Yeah. That's a dangerous little power. Because
initially it sounded like a really good idea, and but then it didn't. Like,
because you know people fantasize about other
that's
people.
That's true. But my reason was because
you want to know what he,
exactly.
Yes. What
imagine having sex and him be like, this feels good, but Rita was kind of better.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm imagining her sister right now. You sure that's what you want?
Ooh. I'm still gonna stick with that.
That one's a lot.
That would be because don't you lot. Sometimes think weird things during sex that
yes,
it would be. So you would hate for somebody to. So imagine to what he thinks.
You're right. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Sometimes I always go back to a certain neighborhood in Detroit. It's the weirdest thing. Like while I'm having sex, I will visualize being back in that neighborhood. I'll be like, wait. Why never even here? Had sex in that neighborhood. I don't even know why.
He'll probably be like, what's
let's
going on?
Let's further explain. So while you're having while sex, I'm having you're sex. Like walking through the park.
No, there's like a place downtown and my mind will take me back to this place.
Where is this place Where downtown? Where is
this place?
Because you know, I'd be we in need
Detroit. A have you heard of St. Andrews?
Yes, the club.
Yes, right outside
Eminem
of there.
Eminem used to be there all the time.
St. Andrews.
Have you ever had sex
Legends?
Outside of St. Andrews?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Were you at the Athenaeum? No.
Right? No, but for some reason, and I've told Dorian this before. I'm like, I don't know why.
That's all very underground hip-hop.
There's sex spirits.
Right.
There's sex spirits outside right. that place.
It is. And they
y'all
might
like,
have
to go
body.
To St. Andrews.
Let's go right. there and see how sexy we feel.
Let's go there and have sex in the car outside of St. Andrews so that I can get the memory out of my mind. Right?
There
right.
is a lot of hip-hop.
I gotta exercise that spirit, whatever that is inside.
There is a lot of hip-hop in the series though in Luke Cage.
Yeah, there is. We got, I mean, Method Man makes an appearance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's in the latest trailer, but it's a lot of like Wu-Tang on the
yeah,
soundtrack.
I used to work for Wu-Tang too, so.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, man. We got Gangstar. Every episode is named after a Gangstar track. And
That's amazing.
Yeah. Cheo was a writer for...
I remember Cheo. I think he's right for The Source. Did he write for The Source?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
So he, you know, made sure that hip-hop was like a fourth, you know, element to... the show.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. That is pretty awesome. Today's episode of Lip Service is also brought to you by HBO's newest comedy series, Insecure. You know I was hyped for Insecure. The modern day black woman is usually portrayed as strong, confident, and damn near flawless. But Issa and Molly are definitely not killing it. These best friends have to deal with their own real life flaws as they attempt to navigate different worlds and cope with an endless series of uncomfortable everyday experiences. It's all created by executive producer, produced and starring Issa Rae, who I love. It's a new comedy series that launches its 8-episode season on Sunday, October 9th at 10:30 Eastern and Pacific, exclusively on HBO. Issa Rae wrote the New York Times bestseller, The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl, which was published in 2015. Her web content has garnered more than 25 million views and over 200,000 subscribers on YouTube. In addition to making the Forbes 30 Under 30 list twice and winning the 2012 Shorty Award for the Best Web Show for her hit series, Awkward Black Girl, Rae stars are Issa and Yvonne Orji. The story is shot in and around South Los Angeles. Insecure also incorporates the music of both indie and established artists of color, and they touch on a variety of social and radical issues that relate to the contemporary black experience. You don't want to miss out on this show. From the music to the comedy to the acting, there's nothing like this on TV right now. We needed this. It's exactly what I was looking for. Tune in Sunday, October 9th at 10:30 Eastern and Pacific for the series premiere of Insecure, exclusively on HBO. Now, should you be a
offended if you're out with somebody and they don't try to have sex with you? Because I have a friend that's been, you know, liking this guy, but he hasn't tried to have sex with her. And it seems like she's really offended about it.
That's a flag. She should to be. Me too.
That should, that's a warning.
Yeah.
That's offensive.
It depends on how long.
Yeah.
Like if I feel it's like date way. One through.
I could even
don't
go
date
with
me
six
for
seven.
More than 10 months and then we haven't
that's
even
a,
got
that's a
kissing yeah. and almost
but they've kissed
had sex.
They made out but they haven't had sex.
How long?
I don't know, it's been like maybe 3 months or something that's like that.
Not, have they see, has she talked
that's
about
good.
It?
It's still
like did she say months? What's
maybe
going
he has
on?
Somebody he's having sex with somebody else.
I think that he probably has a small penis because I always my theory is always that guys with small penises
but then he would have gave her head by now because small penis
I think
is
he
great
did.
Head.
Oh we'll see.
Oh he did?
Yeah. But I think that guys with small penises
I feel like well there it is.
What, a small penis?
Last year, my friend was dating this guy, and they were, you know, really good together. They had a lot of fun together. They did a lot of, you know, spending time together, going out, and, like, she really, really liked him. And then she just kept saying, like, I don't know why he spent the night and everything, and he just will not try to have sex with me. Aww. And then I'm like, well, have you tried to have sex with him? And she's like, no, I'm going to try when we go out tonight. So she called me the next day and was like, girl, that thing is so small.
That's why I'm telling you, guys with small penises build trust. And they build like
love
you know,
and affection.
Your
and then
friendship
they whip
first.
It out.
When they
love
pull that little thing out.
Aw.
I remember I met a guy fair. And I was like, this guy is amazing. He looks amazing. How is he single with this whole amazingness?
That's how.
Because what was in his pants was not.
And my mom was like, I remember I called my mom. I did. I was like, are penile implants a thing? Because we're like best friends. I was like, is it? She was like, Simone, no.
Get
don't
out.
Don't you call him back ever. Like my mother.
She said, don't call him
she
back.
She said, don't call him back. Don't penis. See him again. She was very, she was adamant and I never did.
That's so
because my
sad.
Own mother was like, nothing can be done.
But you know, they
walk
say
away.
The whole grower I mean, you can always and shower thing.
I've but that's that different. A grower and a shower.
He was
no.
grown.
No, I'm
he
talking about
growing. Grown.
No.
He was full
and,
grown.
And like this.
But
oh
that,
my God.
But that's sad because you know he knew why you never called him again.
Oh,
she said,
oh well. Too bad, too sad.
I feel bad.
Mm-hmm. I do feel bad too, but.
Because once he takes it out, like, is there no
I'm
going
glad
back?
I'm not a no. guy, man.
I know.
At least with vagina, you can't really see
no.
the size,
right?
Right.
There are a lot of particulars that have to go into, like, vagina preferences.
Do you think you can have good sex with a small penis, though? Like,
yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Right? You can?
Mm-hmm. Shit. Let me think. Dude, who knows though? Does anybody even know? Has anyone ever had good sex with a small penis?
I have.
And not my ex
okay.
that I talk about all the time.
Not the one that died?
Yeah, not him. But I had a guy before that I was having sex with, and he does not have the biggest penis. Mm-hmm. It's actually what we could we'll consider small.
Yeah. Or what and I call the just, anal penis, the one that's really just, good for anal.
And he just really knew what to do with it. And besides just the actual intercourse, he was a great lover. Like all around a great lover.
Yeah. He had to be.
So...
And I think that, you know, there are people in the industry, in the music industry, I know that I've heard are bad lays, but have
big penises. I've heard that
oh,
too.
I hate big penises.
That's a terrible reputation
true.
To have.
Because I'd they're just have, like, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Big
most,
old thing,
I feel
don't
like
know
a
to
lot
it.
Of men
they're
with
like
super
dildos,
big
those
penises
guys.
Don't have, it's not good sex.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
And that's like the worst.
It
is.
Is
to see it and get all ready for it. And then you have it and it's just like, really?
Womp.
That's it?
You know how many calories I just burned? Still.
I wasted a notch for you.
I used to always think that.
Like, don't you wish you could take
that's
it back?
That's the worst when you have
a
turn.
Give me a number for nothing because I'm not
he doesn't count.
You know, I'm good for that one.
Take it back.
Men in Black.
I forgot I was drunk. Now, have you ever went out with somebody just for a meal? You know, we all
yes.
been there.
Yes, I have.
I
funny enough,
that.
I don't
for
really
a meal.
Like this guy, but I'm hungry, so let me see what he's talking about for lunch.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I do
we
that.
Feel bad about that? You no. know what we were talking about? I'm not going to, there's a guy that we were talking to earlier, and he was saying that even when he was in college, he would... sleep with this chick just because he ain't had no money.
Aww.
And she would take him to the supermarket.
Yeah, she would buy him groceries and,
I feel like
and give
guys
him rides
do that.
And stuff.
I know
yes,
a lot
guys
of
guys do that and it doesn't
do.
Get frowned upon the way it should.
It should be.
It's trippy.
Because they steal it just like we steal
no,
it.
No, seriously, I have a cousin that's notorious for that. Like every girl he's ever dealt with has taken care of him in some form.
Really?
I swear his daughter's mother, he only had that baby by her so that she can continue to
oh my God,
so
please,
he can be straight.
What? Please, I cousin, swear. Don't listen to this.
Right.
So he trapped her. Because men be trapping. Let's
they
keep
do.
It real.
They do.
It's true. This is very true. I know a lot, too many guys.
Because I feel like people always say for women, like, you know, you see a good looking woman with a guy who's not mm-hmm. good looking, you're like, oh, you know why she with him. Mm-hmm. But
On the reverse,
sometimes we see some guys that look good and they out and you're like, what is he doing with her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's paying for everything.
Spending.
Yeah. Now, what happens if you're with your husband? And I know, like, I have a friend who's married, and sometimes she's doing way better than he is, and then mm-hmm. sometimes he's doing way better than her. It seems like they're never doing, like, really well at the same time. And it kind of messes up the dynamic. Because mm-hmm. I feel like, for him in particular, it makes him feel terrible. Like, mm-hmm. when she's making more than him. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, like, messes up the relationship. You know? Could you be with a guy who you were making way more than him?
Yes. No, I could.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
I wouldn't want to. I mean,
it wouldn't be bad choice.
Let me rephrase that. As long as we're not struggling. Like, cause you could do bad by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I'm in a really good place and he just so not happened to be at the time, but he mm-hmm. has potential or has a career or whatever mm-hmm. is going on and he's gonna be okay,
yeah.
then I think, yeah. But if I'm already going, you know, not doing too well on my own and mm-hmm. I'm still making more than him, mm-hmm. oh, we can't do
Y'all
that.
Y'all can't struggle together.
No, boo.
A top position and then he's just like, you know, the UPS starting guy. Like, that's fine or no?
Come on, Gigi.
I mean, there's
everybody
growth.
Needs
there's
packages.
There's room for growth, I guess. There's room
everybody
for growth, I guess.
I don't know but if I could do it.
I don't want to.
She's like, come on, Gigi.
I don't want to struggle and then have a man. Too, and we're struggling. Mm. And then I'm still doing better than him. Like, no.
Like, if I'm doing really well,
and you upgrade me, or we won't be on the same level.
Yeah. Well, especially being a black woman, and you see a lot of women who are not black being married to and with a lot of black men. And women are always like, why do all the good ones get taken? Or why they all with non-black women? And it's like, well, because maybe some of us didn't give those guys a chance. Mm-hmm. Like, we are quick to say, not no. always, because it's not always. There are a lot of women who will stick with a guy, and when he gets successful, he leave her ass for somebody else.
Or while he's locked up, and then he come home and dates him.
Right, you know? So it's not a guarantee. But a lot of times we'll be like, mm-mm, girl, he ain't got this, that, and that. And it won't just be one thing. It'll be like 10 things. Mm-hmm. Well, he's got everything else, but his shoes is busted. Girl, if you don't take his ass to the store and teach him
and
how to shop.
Get his shoes.
Do you know what I mean? So I think a lot of times if we would, you know, be understanding and work with a guy, then we could be happier than when we expect for him to come completely packaged. I have a lot of friends who are my age and older who are single and still looking for mm-hmm. a good guy. And it might be because
they're looking for the full package.
Or it might be because when they were younger, they were like, mm-mm, he got to have it. And now that they're in their late 30s, they're like, oh, well, he could just have one thing. You know what I mean? So.
Don't you hate that when you did somebody when you were younger and then they get all successful?
Like,
when you were with
you.
Them and they wasn't shit.
Yeah.
And then y'all break up and then they
blow up.
Or like, yep. You teach them everything, like, right? And then here comes the next one and reaps all the benefits. They get married in
all
6 months.
All the work I did.
You put in 5 years. Yep. Like, Jesus.
A good man
now
is hard
that he
to raise.
Can cook and clean and his walk is mean, now you uh-huh. take him.
Uh-huh. His walk is mean. Have you ever been the aggressor in a relationship? Like, been the person that first initiated everything?
Yeah.
Been like,
yeah. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. Guys love that, I hear.
And, but it's to be able to wear those different... I'm a different person depending on the guy that I'm with. So mm-hmm. I'm a different woman with my husband than I was with other guys that I've dated. Some I've been the aggressor. Some I've been...
You're an actress.
Not. Oh, yes. But it's... Yeah. To be aggressive is great. Misty's aggressive. On the show. So
yeah, so I see.
Yeah.
Well, have you been... Gigi, you've been aggressive, I'm sure.
Yes, I've been aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Do you like that?
Sometimes I've been told I haven't been aggressive enough, but...
What's aggressive enough?
Initiating sex.
Mm-hmm. I never initiate sex. It's one of my biggest weaknesses.
Mine too.
I
would definitely.
And to me, like, this is the only thing I gotta. You know how you like
the little butt scoop. The little butt
scoop. That's my
you're
hint.
Like, the little
right.
butt scoop.
When I like face my booty to you, that means come on. But I've never been like I'm still.
So you never just started going down on him like.
I mean, I'm like,
come on.
Yeah, if I'm tipsy, like
I'm
that's initiating sex. Old fashioned.
If I'm
I like
drunk.
To be like.
I don't know. Maybe I'm scared of being rejected, like, not right now. Or
no
whatever.
Guy is going to reject that. Stop it.
No, I don't know why. Like, naturally, it doesn't come to me to be the first to be like, ooh. Like,
he probably would love that, though.
Yeah, he says it all the time. Like, damn, one day. Just
well,
like,
you should do it. My God, that's you should do it tonight.
Tonight.
You should do it tonight.
But it's like, I don't deny you either. So
no, he's not.
I'm always open and ready for it.
Yeah,
so.
But sometimes
why do I have to initiate it?
Maybe he
want to
feel maybe he wants to feel wanted.
Yeah.
That's true.
What about you?
I definitely look. I definitely initiate sex.
Synchronized, I watch it.
You do?
I definitely do. And part of it is because I know, like, I don't want to have to do it in the morning because I'd be tired in the morning and I get up so early.
I love the morning.
So, no, because like, I wake up super early to go to work. So I'm
Ange
never having sex in the morning.
It's still the middle of the night. Middle of the night.
I would say you woke up in the night.
Right. I try to get every last 2 minutes of sleep that I can possibly get. So I will make sure that I initiate sex so that in the morning I don't have to have sex.
Like,
and,
we're done.
And that's that.
I need to work on that, though.
It's yeah, like, I think all you got to do is listen.
And I struggle in my head. I'll be right there like, damn, I don't want to tell him. Never mind.
You don't, you don't start kissing him or anything? I'm disappointed in you, Val.
I know. It's really bad.
You can do it.
I can do it. I can.
Can you? I want you to make a promise to us right now.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to make a pact. We're going to make a pact together that we'll start initiating sex. Because I don't initiate
on,
it.
On Tuesday.
Can you guys please?
Every Tuesday.
Because that's good. That's like variety in the bedroom. You can't have a guy always initiating it. You shouldn't always initiate it either. But I'm saying it has to go back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's not like oh, in this relationship I never initiated. Throughout my life, like I just never. I just
except when y'all have a little drink.
Maybe like if I that's why I'm like maybe when I'm drunk I do and I don't know.
You don't do lap dances or nothing like that at home.
I mean, yeah, but not like.
See,
it's true. I never like.
You gotta make a list.
I do.
This week's episode of Lip Service is also brought to you by MeUndies. Now, most of us wear underwear every day, okay? Sometimes, maybe if you're trying to be like super sexy on a date, you don't, but it still feels weird. And we're used to cotton undies that aren't always as comfortable as they look. But it's time to try something better. Try MeUndies. MeUndies has created the world's most comfortable underwear with a blend of fabric that is 3 times softer than cotton. When you feel awesome from the inside out, you look awesome from the outside in. And MeUndies doesn't just feel good, they look fantastic. MeUndies has tons of colors and patterns from classic to bold to adventurous. And MeUndies is the only brand to have matching pairs of underwear from men and women. So you can match. Make sure you check out the latest design, Summer Sunset. It's a dope geometric pattern with colors that make you want to hit the beach one last time. Now for a limited time, MeUndies is offering you 20% off your first order at MeUndies.com/Angela. If you don't love your first pair, it's free because we don't want it back, all right? You've got no excuse to try one of our favorite underwear brands. So make sure you visit MeUndies.com/Angela to get 20% off your first order.
I feel like when you're an actress, right, things like that kind of come more naturally. I don't know if that's true or not, but doing certain things because you could just act.
You could be creative.
Do you role play?
Beyonce's got Sasha Fierce.
So you got a little, who's your alter ego?
I can't share that.
Can we know her
there.
Name?
She's there. I can't share that.
Okay.
But
you do role playing and everything?
Of course.
See, I've never done that.
That's how you stay married. Yeah, man.
I've never done that because I feel like kind of corny because I can't act or anything.
Like
so I feel like you're laughing
like,
at me.
Hi, I'm here to
you probably would
change
laugh,
your
like,
bedpan.
Somebody order pizza.
It's bionic vagina, baby.
Oh my God! Did you
right,
break
so
into
you
my
have
house?
To role play, and I'm gonna initiate. Since we're making deals here,
there are some
here,
requirements being made,
and I want to pick your costume. I think you should role play.
Oh my
play.
God! I have to do a costume.
Yes,
that's a role play,
Nurse Angela,
girl.
Maybe or the pizza girl might not
pizza
be too
girl.
Sexy.
The pizza girl.
Pizza girl.
Pizza girl
with a t-shirt like white dominoes
or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe I could break into the house. I just wear all black and
you might get knocked out. Like who
No, you might get shot.
That's what I said.
I mean, you have to let them know first. You're gonna
wait.
I'm
gonna
break.
Surprise
be the
you.
Delivery girl. Like UPS is here. And then, what? Yes, you need to.
UPS has come up a lot for you today.
Packages. Mm-hmm. What's up? Everybody need packages.
Yeah. Say somebody ordered a package. Uh-huh. Can you sign here?
See?
And then bring your costume in there.
I have
a
small
toy.
Box
to deliver.
Come open up.
He wants this box.
Right. See, y'all didn't wrote it all out. You got
I
the
feel
script.
Good about that.
All
I
you
feel
have to
like
do is memorize it.
I got nervous now about initiating.
Oh, so
you did.
I don't know why.
I don't know why you're getting nervous. I think it's the same thing, though. Because with a guy, all you got to do is do a little bit of initiation, and then he kind of takes over.
Yeah.
You just let him know.
You don't got to do much.
Yeah, you don't got to do nothing, really.
Are you worried he's going to reject you?
I don't know what I'm worried. I know he'll definitely won't reject me.
Okay.
But I don't know
you think
why
you feel
in the back
silly?
Of my mind. I don't know.
What happened when you were
silly? That's what I'm like. There's something connected.
Why are you scared?
There's something that happened. You got to think about there might have been a memory with the boy where you initiated.
And he
rejected you. And
that first
has
kiss
like
when I was
built into you.
Maybe. There got to be something like that. I got to get hypnotized.
All you
got to
do is kiss
out.
The tip and that's it. That's initiation right there.
Just blow nearby.
You done.
Now, could you date somebody if you like them way more than they like you?
I've been there.
You shouldn't.
Well, I don't know for sure, but I think that I really did like this guy like way more. I think he liked me, but I think
it feels so corny, don't it?
Yeah, I think I liked him like so much.
And
yeah.
You gotta stop yourself from calling.
Yeah,
my mom. That was a long my time mom's ago, tip but. One time was.
Oh, they, guy, every mom says this,
right? A guy has to love you more than you love him because by nature, women we're more nurturing and caring, and guys, that's how it has to be for it to work. Kind of
yeah,
makes sense.
I can see how that makes sense.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Little bit. From my experience, I've tried to make sure like they super court me first before whatever.
You played a little game because men like a challenge.
I do. I'm that girl. Like, challenge so it could feel like a good prize.
Yeah.
So Gigi, what ended up happening? Like, how did you know you liked him more than he liked you?
I could just tell because I would call him more and I would like be the one like, what are you doing today? I want to see you. I want to come over tonight.
Mm-hmm. And he'd be like,
well, I mean, sometimes he'd be like, oh, I got this to do or I'll call you. I don't know, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then I think he got locked up.
Well, serves him right.
Yeah.
If he had called you and been over at your house, he wouldn't have been in jail.
Right.
If he would have been just hanging out with you.
I think he got locked up.
Yep.
We always say that we want men to be honest, but would you want a guy, like, if he wasn't your man, to be like, I got to go out with another bitch tonight, so.
Well, I've been in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. It didn't work, but.
But did it not work because of that, or did it not work because
it didn't work because he got somebody else pregnant and lied about it?
Oh,
that wasn't open.
Wrap it up.
That didn't follow the rules of open.
Number one
that,
rule:
even
don't
in
get somebody
relationship,
else pregnant.
They can't get it right. Jesus.
And you know I ain't want no kids, so you should just been like, listen, Tanya finna have my baby, and that's that. You care? And I'd be like, no. Just don't ask me to change no Pampers. Just don't call me over here when his ass is
crying. Oh, so you
would have
been all right with it if you would have been like, oh, yes. on that one time,
listen, we were in a very open relationship. Mm-hmm. So open that he wanted to, like, know about guys that I was like, seeing.
Okay, now that's weird.
Yeah.
It's like, he wanted to know.
In an open relationship, what's the rule? Like, oh, you can only not wear a condom with me and then protect yourself with everybody else?
You should
like,
still wear a condom with him if y'all in an open relationship.
Always. We wasn't.
Oh.
I mean, honestly, we wasn't.
No, I believe you.
But
she said, no, honestly.
Yeah, like, we wasn't. I believe you. We probably should have. But
was that like a rule? Or like
it was.
Getting it,
yeah, it was.
Do you define as an open relationship?
Is like where you're my boyfriend, like, and we're both seeing other people. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could do that.
I was in an open relationship that I didn't agree with. I just didn't want to not be with him when I was really young. I'm
right.
Like, I knew he was just with all these other girls. But I was okay with the other girls because I'm like, well, at least they know I'm the one his mother knows. Mm-hmm. So y'all just the other women and blah, blah, blah.
And then the girls start beefing with you.
Yeah, that was like my life. Like, oh, in the club, like, oh, they're over there. They're not sitting at the table with us. You see why y'all at the bar and I'm at the table. Like,
but then they still laughing
dumb.
At you like,
but I didn't think of it like that. I just felt like I was just so proud and privileged that he picked me. Mm-hmm. It was really
you
dumb.
You were the one.
Yeah. Now I think about it like, damn it, thank God I didn't catch anything. I was just so okay with knowing like, all right, he got other girls. Yeah. But.
And the worst part is now you beefing with chicks that you don't even really know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part is that guys will get you into situations. Think about all the girls that you don't get along with.
Mm.
Right? A lot of times it's because of a guy.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And you're like, man, me and her don't even really know each other, and it's really his fault but now I don't like her, but I still talk to him.
Yeah.
That should be so crazy to me. Like, girls will still talk to the guy, but hate each other.
Yeah.
But the guy is the one that's doing everybody mm-hmm. dirty. I never mm-hmm. understood that.
I didn't either.
Power of the penis.
Don't forget, this week's lip service is brought to you by Bevel. Now, we've already told you about the dangers of multi-blade razors before. They often cause irritation and razor bumps that leave your skin much worse for the wear. Hair removal creams may be worse. They're messy and they can leave you with burns and blotchy discoloration. And worst of all, they smell awful. It's like a tainting smell that doesn't go away. But then there's Bevel. Bevel is dermatologist approved and proven to reduce and prevent razor bumps, discoloration, and irritation. 9 out of 10 customers come back month to month to make sure they keep getting that Bevel blessing. The Bevel end-to-end shaving system includes a pre-shave oil, badger brush, safety razors, blades, shaving cream, and a cooling restoring balm. And ladies, don't think that the Bevel is just for the guys. We love when you use it, but plenty of us use the Bevel razor to keep ourselves smooth, soft, and bump-free. For those of you blessed enough to see what I'm talking about, you know I ain't got no bumps. And believe us when we say it works like nothing else. Pick up your Bevel today by going to getbevel.com, enter code LIP at checkout, and you save 20% off on your first month's order. That's GETBEVEL.com, promo code LIP. Start shaving smarter today with Bevel.
It's crazy, too, because if as an adult now, thinking back on like dumb things, like mm-hmm. choices I've made, I'm like, if I'd have just talked to the girl,
yeah.
then if we would have got on one page, then yeah. all this extra would have been removed, right?
But sometimes
they're not your enemy.
But no. sometimes you talk to a female, and they put a lot of extra shit on it. Too.
Yeah.
Because it's always weird to
you
me, wanna, like,
you got to be the winner. You try to keep them. So you mm-hmm. gonna yep. put the dirt, you know. You
right. Because think about it. How much information do you really need to know? Like, mm-hmm. I remember I had a boyfriend that cheated on me, right? And I ended up calling the girl. They all worked at IKEA.
For those meatballs.
She did serve meatballs. And I remember talking to her, and she was just telling me so much unnecessary shit. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she was just doing it. Like, she was like, girl, I was in your apartment, Ooh. And I seen the picture on the bed. We had sex in the shower. He didn't use a condom. She was telling me all right. kind of stuff. And I was like, damn, she's just...
Do you regret calling her? Like, fuck.
No, because, I mean, I think
this...
Did you
befriend her after?
No, I would never befriend... I would never befriend somebody that my boyfriend cheated on me with.
Right.
But I'll tell you this. I think you should only do stuff like that if you're prepared to leave somebody based mm-hmm. on what the you might answer. Hear.
Yeah.
Because clearly she really was in my apartment because mm-hmm. she was able to describe certain things. She was like, he lent me one of your books. You know I was mad about
what
that.
What is wrong with her?
You know, I like scumbag. To read.
She, but she's a stalker. Why do you want somebody's literature?
Why would I like, want your book?
Right.
Why would I have sex in her
your
house?
Your bed?
I'd be like, you nigga, take me to the hotel. Right?
I was like, you let that bitch borrow a book?
You let her
why
read?
Why was I so not, mad about
look,
that?
Not you right.
put it right. in the shower.
Right, right. But with my picture right there.
I was like, you know I love that book.
It was dedicated by the author.
I was so mad, but it was kind of like, how dare you yeah. lend somebody a book? First of all, I don't want it back now. But anyway, I just felt like that was like a slap in the face. It's funny
that
how
that is a slap in the face.
The stupidest thing.
One of my friends, this is like really dumb, but one of my friends was like dating this guy. So they weren't like exclusive, but mm. they were like, you know, now they're cooking together, inviting people over. We know they're not an item, but they're mm-hmm. having sex, whatever. So they lived nearby, right? So she sometimes leaves certain items in his house. So one time we're out at an event and her specific small clutch had like a scuff that we very like, you know yeah. your purses.
Right.
Dude, some girl that we knew maybe he was seeing her too.
Had her bag.
At the event with the scuffed Ooh. Bag. She borrowed the bag. She borrowed the no. bag. And put it back. We were like,
that's the scuff.
It was, yeah.
No. Imagine that. Imagine some other chick wearing your clothes or something like that.
We didn't say anything either horrified. Because it was like, well, we were so embarrassed.
I never
like,
caught a girl wearing my clothes, but I used to leave stuff when I lived in Atlanta and he lived in Jersey. I used to leave stuff at his apartment and then I would come back and it would be gone. It would be missing.
Whoa.
Clothes, shoes.
You think he would hide it or toss it?
No. Oh, or you think that she was
taking it
to make a statement.
Right. Right. To let her, I was to here. Let me know, like, no, bitch, I was here.
Mm. If she was smart, she should have cut it and put it back.
I'd have wrote a note took and my tag and
some shit. Like, so how do you explain? How do you explain that away?
I mean, he just was like, I don't know what you're talking about. You sure you left your stuff here? Yeah, I'm sure. I left my flat iron, my $200 flat iron
so
here.
She was like, you damn right, I'm sure
somebody had looking nice and straight.
She threw it out or used it, right? How grimy was she?
She took the $200 hair iron.
Yeah, I think she kept the hair iron. She might have thrown my dress away, my shoes or whatever else, little clothing items I left there. She might have thrown that away.
She didn't never leave no underwear or nothing where you could find it. That's what you do now.
I'm gonna take your skirt out the drawer and leave my phone
and leave
in place
my panties
it, right?
in there.
Now, as a detective, Simone, have you ever gone to somebody's house and seen some stains on the bed and been like, "Oh hell no"?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is wrong with guys? You can't wash your sheets before
dirty.
I come over.
Boys are dirty.
No, that's yogurt or something.
I was jerking off. Sheets, I think it was my makeup.
You said it was you?
Yeah. I saw makeup. I was like, "What is this?" And he was like, "That's you did it." And I was just like,
"He's like, that is my complexion."
Yeah.
All right, well, I just want to say, Simone, we are very much looking forward to watching you.
Thank you.
As Misty Knight.
Thank you, ladies.
Listen, I'm going to be binge watching September 30th on Netflix.
Friday.
And we had a good time with you. I appreciate you being really open and telling us some really good stories. So we know that we can all relate to you. Okay?
Yes, yes. No, thank y'all for being honest and open. And
so we do.
Transparent.
So wait, on the 30th, is it like at midnight that they do it? Or
midnight on the 30th.
Okay.
Hold on, what day of the week is the 30th? That's a Monday.
Friday.
Oh, it is?
They always do it before
it is Friday, because that's my brother's birthday is on the 29th.
That's my dad's birthday.
It is?
My mom's is the 28th. My dad's the 30th.
Oh, wow.
My mom's is the 26th. My brother's is the 29th.
Wow.
Oh, Libras. We love some Libras.
Yeah, girl.
Well, the 30th is a big day for you.
Yes.
And is there anything else you want to let us know before? I know you got a lot of press and stuff going on, but is there anything else you want to tell us about so we know?
No, just you'll be excited when you see the whole of the whole.
And you'll be excited too when you see it.
Yeah, when I find it too.
Is it weird like the first time when you watch it? Because I know you're going to be watching it with people at the premiere.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little strange.
Right. But seeing people's reactions. I read some really great reviews about it already though.
I have too. So I hope that everybody feels okay. What'll be weird is that my parents will be there and I'll be half naked.
Wait, so what is like...
You said I'll be half naked at some
look.
Point.
She's a detective, so you know she's dressed like a cop.
Like a cop,
yeah.
Maybe
until
cop
right
for Halloween, your character,
right? Well, you know, historically she's got an afro and a red leather.
She's dated a lot of other superheroes too.
Yeah, man.
She won't play no game.
No, but neither is Luke.
Yeah, that's true.
He's always having sex with somebody. So we'll see how it all.
Everybody needs love, man.
Yes, superhero needs love too.
All right, well, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us, Simone. From the D, baby, what up,
though? Yes.
Don't forget, today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by HBO's Insecure. There's so many shows on TV that show the modern black women are strong, confident, and flawless. But Issa and Molly are definitely not killing it out here. These best friends have to deal with their own real-life flaws as they attempt to navigate different worlds and cope with an endless series of uncomfortable everyday experiences. Shot in and around South LA, Insecure incorporates the music of both indie and established artists of color. You're going to love what it sounds like. And it touches on a variety of social and racial issues that relate to the contemporary black experience. She's gone from awkward black girl to insecure. Issa Rae has been making us laugh since her early days on YouTube, and we can't wait for you to see how she's upped her game for HBO. And if you know anything about Issa Rae, you know she'll have you laughing from beginning to end. So tune in Sunday, October 9th at 10:30 Eastern and Pacific for the series premiere of Insecure exclusively on HBO.